I have to say, I should have said earlier that the best thing you did as the chairman was say no when they came up with their lowball offer. I think this is the first time you've been up for election since that time, is that right, or was this the second time?
I was up for election 2 years ago, I think.
Right. Now, I guess we sort of can be light-hearted a little bit about this, but at the end of the day, you independent directors are standing there representing $5 billion worth of stock, of independent stock. So how is the relationship with the French from your point of view, Rick, at the moment? And how did that process work in terms of the newest independent director that you've announced today? Like, it's a bit disappointing that the French got to replace their retiring nominees straight away and had the numbers for a period, and at least they're up for election today, or the French representatives. But when it comes to the independent director, we've had a four-month gap, and then you've sprung it on us today, and we won't get to vote on them next year. So why were we a bit slow in coming up with our extra representative for us independents? And I guess the big issue for all of us is how the dynamics will work with the French and with the independents if they do a QBE and want to come along and take advantage of the current slight weakness given what's happened with the global market instability. So why were you a bit slow on the independent numbers? And can you tell us exactly what role the French had in the selection of that newest director, and how overall is the relations with the French working from your point of view as the chairman who did say no last time?
Well, I think you ask that question every year. You did ask it last year, how our relationship with the French. I said that they're excellent. I have a very good personal working relationship with Henri Ducasse. I meet with him face-to-face at least twice a year. We discuss a number of issues on the telephone from time to time. We have John Dacey, who provides an important liaison between the AXA board and AXA and SA. So the relationship is very good indeed. In relation to Kennedy Wong's replacement, Kennedy, as you know, resigned in December, as I've said. We immediately engaged a search firm to assist us in identifying and securing an independent director to take Kennedy's place. Unfortunately, the process takes a while. There's a time period between when a list is developed, when you can actually then determine the interest that those parties have in being appointed to the board. Then they have to go through their due diligence. So that process has just taken longer than we would have hoped. And I'm pleased that it's concluded now, and I'm delighted that Tony Froggatt has accepted our invitation to join the board. Obviously, before I announced that today, we did discuss that with AXA SA, who own 53% of the company. It would be pointless to appoint somebody that that they didn't endorse. That would be a silly thing to do. So they are in favour of Tony. That's the process we've taken. It did take 3.5 months, because effectively there was no time in December to do anything. I think that's the usual time that these things take. And I can assure you that every one of the independent directors is professional and independent, and if anybody was to make a bid, it would be treated with the appropriate professionalism.